Almighty Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, we humbly bow our hearts before your throne of grace on this, your Holy Sabbath day. We thank you for bringing us to this place and for all of those around the country that have joined us. We ask, Father, that your Spirit would be mightily upon us and that you would bless each and every one as partaking of this service, or even that hears the CD or hears the service later on the website. We ask, Father, that your Spirit would have free will in our lives and that you would touch us and cause us to yield to you, Father. Cause us to be a humble people as we seek to do that which is right in your sight. We want to be, Father, obedient people, not like the stiff-necked Israel of old, but, Father, we want to be a humble servant like your Son, Yahshua the Messiah. We want to walk in his footsteps as we seek to do that which is right in your sight, as we seek to fulfill the great commission that you've given us. Help us, Father, to do your will and to do your work. Help us to overcome ourselves, Father, the greatest obstacle that seems to be before each and every one of us is ourselves. So help us, Father, as we seek to do that which is right in your sight, keeping your covenant law and doing that which is truly a blessing. Forgive us, Father, for our sinful nature, and we ask, Father, that your will would truly be mightily upon us as we seek to bring about the second coming of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, doing all of your will and keeping all of your covenant laws. And if we fall short in any way, we know we have the blood of Yahshua to cover each and every one of our sins. In Yahshua's holy name, we ask all these favors and blessings. Hallelujah. I did forget the song that we were supposed to sing. So what we're going to do, I'm going to, we'll do that later. We'll just do it later. Okay. This message is entitled The Redeemed of Yahweh. The redeemed of Yahweh are a special people, as Israel of old was a special people to Yahweh. He brought Israel out of the Egyptian bondage, and he has brought us out of the bondage of sin and Satan the devil. Turn with me to Exodus chapter 15 to open this message. We're going to start in verse 11. Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. This is a song to Yahweh. Moses and the children of Israel sang. Verse 11, it says, "Who is like you, O Yahweh, among the Elohim? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? You stretch out your right hand, the earth swallows them. You and your mercy have led the people that you have redeemed." That word redeemed is number 1350 in the Strong, and it's Ga'al. "You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation." Almighty Yahweh has guided his people to his holy habitation. So that is a specific place, brethren. And this is where we want to get to. We want to be in Yahweh's holy habitation. Turn with me to Psalm 107. Psalm 107. You see, Yahweh redeemed Israel out of the house of bondage, out of Egyptian bondage. In Psalm 107, we're going to start in verse 1. It says, "Oh, give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good." And Yahweh truly is good all the time. "For his loving kindness endures forever. Let the redeemed of Yahweh say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary. And this is what Yahweh has done. He has redeemed each and every one of us from our adversary, Satan the devil. See, a lot of times he presents himself in different forms to each and every one of us, but it's still the same being. It's the same one trying to draw you into sin, trying to draw you away from Almighty Yahweh. It says, I'll read that again. Let the redeemed of Yahweh say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary. Now you think about the troubles in your life, the problems that you've had. And I'm not just talking about last week, okay? Last year, year before. You know, some of us got a little history behind us. So, you know, you think about the times when you were at your lowest and you were at your worst. And think about how Yahweh has pulled you out of that situation, out of that condition. See, if we're faithful in doing what we need to do for him, he's going to redeem his people. He's going to pull us to where he needs us to be. Each one of us has a purpose. And we have to find out what that purpose is for Almighty Yahweh. See, if we try to live our lives just for ourselves, you know what's going to happen? You're going to end up not making it. You're going to end up going in the other direction because that's what the adversary does. He'll offer riches like he did with Joshua when he took him to the pinnacle of the temple and says, all these things I'll give you if you fall down and worship me. See? Well, what did Yahshua respond? You shall worship Yahweh Elohim, and him only shall you serve. And this is what Satan wants. He wants you to have an idol. He wants you to have something between you and Yahweh. He wants you to put something before Almighty Yahweh. Okay? And it doesn't matter what it is. It could be sex. It could be money. It could be anything that draws you away from the Father. It says, and gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desert way. They found no city of habitation. And what did I say in the passage, in the first passage, about the holy habitation? He gave them a city, a holy habitation, yet they found no city of habitation. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. And this is Israel of old. They were offered. They ended up in the wilderness. And this is where a lot of people end up, and they die there. They don't go far enough. We have to serve him to the end. And that end is the kingdom of Yahweh, the holy habitation that we're seeking. We're citizens of a country that is not of this earth. See? We want something better. And that city that we're seeking is the kingdom of Yahweh. It says, hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried to Yahweh in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. But you know what? This is where the rubber meets the road, because Yahweh doesn't hear the prayer of sinners. He hears the prayers of repentant sinners. And this is where we have to be. We have to be sorry for our sins. And if we're not at that point in our lives where we're sorry for our sins, he's not going to hear your prayers. He's not. He led them also by a straight way, that they might go to the city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise Yahweh for his loving kindness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And that's why I said earlier, I thank Yahweh for all of the praises today that he received from the brethren. See, we were created for the praises of Almighty Yahweh. He inhabits our praises. Oh, that men would praise Yahweh for his loving kindness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. He's done wonderful things for each and every one of us. You may not see it yet. Everybody's not there yet where they can see it. A lot of us are still blind. We're still walking in our sins. And what Yahweh wants us to do is he wants us to have our eyes open. And he's going to do that for you. That's what the Holy Spirit does. It opens your eyes so that you can see these marvelous things out of the law of Yahweh. See? For he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good. And when you think about that, the passage Matthew 5, 6, where it talks about the Beatitude, see, that's a special one. You don't have to turn there. I'm just going to read it real quick. It says, pages sticking together. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And that's what has to happen. We have to hunger and thirst after the righteousness of Almighty Yahweh. See? And if you have that hunger and it's burning up within you, he's going to satisfy it. Such as sat in darkness and the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of El. That's where they found themselves. And despised the counsel of the Most High. And too often, people do this. They know what's right, and Yahweh gives it to them, and they rebel. Because, see, Satan has got him. He's in his ear. He's telling them, yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that for this reason. See? Like he's told Eve. You know, Yahweh just doesn't want you to know. There's some things he don't want you to know, which was true. You understand what Satan said to her was true. He did lie to her, but, you know, he conned her. But she fell for it because he told her that there's some knowledge. You know, he knows when you eat of that food, your eyes are going to be open. See? You're going to see some things that you didn't know before. But Yahweh didn't want them to know evil. That's why he only wanted them to know good. And we want the same for our children. We don't want them to know evil. We don't want them to have to go through the hard times and the problems that we had to go through. So we want them to learn from our experiences. But how many of our children feel they got to experience it themselves? They got to go put their finger on the stove, or they got to stick their toe in the, they have to experience it for themselves. And that's not what Yahweh wanted. He wanted Eve and Adam to know good. He didn't want them to know evil. It says, therefore he brought down their heart with labor. What did he say to Adam? By the sweat of your brow you earn your bread. You know, thorns and thistles are there now. It wasn't going to be that way before. All he had to do was pick off the tree. It was easy. But then after sin entered the picture, it became work. He had to work for it. They fell down and there was no one to help. Then they cried to Yahweh in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. And that's what we all do. You think about it. When you're between that rock and the hard place, who do you call? You've fallen on your knees and you're praying all day long. If you only remove this burden, I won't do it again. And what happens? Next week, you're there again. See? So the problem is not that Yahweh is not faithful. It's that we're unfaithful. We're not doing what we need to do consistently enough. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke their bonds apart. He gave them freedom from Egypt. And what did they do? They long to go back to the leeks and the onions of Egypt because all you're giving us is this manna. This manna and water out of the rock and quail. You know, all we have is meat, manna, and water. And we're on this bland diet, see? And they're complaining. Oh, that men would praise Yahweh for his loving kindness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has spoken, he has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in pieces. Fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Because of their sin, their soul hates all manner of food. No, they can't handle that manna, even though that was food from heaven. See? No man had eaten, had known manna before Yahweh gave it. And they draw near to the gates of death. Then they cry to Yahweh in their trouble, and he saves them out of their distress. He sends his word and heals them with his word. Yahshua the Messiah, the word of Yahweh. He heals them with his word. You think about it. And delivers them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise Yahweh for his loving kindness. His loving kindness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them offer the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with singing. We're supposed to give praise for what Yahweh has done for us. And this is what we're doing. See, he inhabits the praises of Israel, and we have to be spiritual Israel. We have to give that glory to Almighty Yahweh. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of Yahweh and his wonders in the deep, for he commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up the waves of it. They mount up to the heavens. They go down again to the depths. Their soul melts away because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. They're at their wits' end, brethren. Now, my question to you today is, how many of us have been at our wits' end and not knowing how or where the deliverance was going to come from, but you knew Yahweh was going to deliver you? You knew you had deliverance coming, you just didn't know how. See? Some people struggling, have a need. Next day, check comes in the mail. They didn't know it was coming. They didn't know it was expected. I mean, Yahweh just sent it to them. See? He knew in advance. He blessed them, even though they were going through some struggle. They were having some hard times. He knows what's going on in your life, brother. Yahweh knows. Then they cry to Yahweh in their troubles, and he brings them out of their distresses. He makes the storm a calm so that the waves of it are still. Like Yahshua did when he walked on the water. He said, peace be still. And the waves and the roaring just died. Then are they glad because they are quiet. So he brings them to their desired haven. Where is it that you desire to go, brethren? Where is your desired haven? I hope it's the kingdom of Almighty Yahweh. I hope that's what you're seeking. Oh, that men would praise Yahweh for his loving kindness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the assembly of the people. And praise him in the seat of the elders. He turns rivers into a wilderness and water springs into a thirsty ground and a fruitful land into a salt desert for the wickedness of them that dwell in it. See, but he does the reverse for his people. He turns a wilderness into a pool of water and a dry land into water springs. And there he makes and there he makes the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city of habitation. And that's what Yahweh is preparing a people to do. Prepare that city of habitation. And sow fields and plant vineyards and make fruits of increase. He blesses them also so that they are multiplied greatly. And he suffers not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are diminished and bowed down through oppression, trouble, and sorrow. He pours contempt upon princes and causes them to wander in the waste and where there is no way. Yet he sets the needy on high from affliction and makes himself families like a flock. He's raising the families up. He's taking the barren woman. He's taking those that don't have children and giving them the children. He's making these families for himself. The upright shall see it and be glad, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoever is wise will give heed to these things, and they will consider the loving kindness of Yahweh. It says, whoever is wise, not everyone is going to be able to see this and consider the loving kindness of Yahweh, but the wise will, see, because they're willing to make the change in their lives. Turn over to Jeremiah chapter 42. We're going to start in verse 1. Then all the captains of the forces and Yohanan, the son of Kareah, and Yezaniah, the son of Hoshaniah, and all the people from the least even to the greatest came near and said to Jeremiah, the prophet, let we pray you, our supplication be presented before you. And pray for us to Yahweh your Elohim, even for all this remnant, for we are left but a few of many, as your eyes behold us, that Yahweh your Elohim that Yahweh your Elohim may show us the way in which we should walk and the thing that we should do. And Jeremiah the prophet said to them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray to Yahweh, your Elohim, according to your words. And it shall come to pass that whatever thing Yahweh shall answer you, I will declare it to you. I will keep nothing back from you. Then they said to Jeremiah, Yahweh be a true and faithful witness among us, if we do not according to all the word which Yahweh your Elohim shall send you to us. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of Yahweh our Elohim to whom we send you, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of Yahweh our Elohim. So they basically said, whatever Yahweh says, we will do. Israel said that when the covenant was given in Exodus chapter 20. It says, all the words of Yahweh, we will do. Okay? That's the problem with people of the earth today. They don't give Yahweh the honor or the glory. Or do they listen and obey? And it's very important that we press on, especially with the Sabbath day and the feast day. Because there's a lot of people we're trying to reach right now who are keeping the Sabbath, but they won't go to the next step and keep the feast day. or they're keeping some aspect of the law, but they won't keep the rest of it because it's right here in the Word, but instead of actually putting it into practice in their life, they poo-poo it. They say, well, you know, nah, I don't need to do this. And this is what we're dealing with right here, okay? Verse 7, and it came to pass after 10 days that the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah and called Jonathan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him, and all the people from the least even to the greatest, and said to them, in this manner says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, to whom you sent me to present your supplication before him. Now I'm the prophet. Okay? This is what Jeremiah is telling them. And you asked me to go to Yahweh. And I did. Okay? For you. Because you asked. It says in verse 10, if you will still remain in this land, then will I build you and not pull you down. I will plant you and not pluck you up. For I repent me of the evil that I have done to you. Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom you are afraid. See, because you need to fear Yahweh, not man. He has control, just like he had control over the Assyrians and sent Israel into Assyrian captivity. But he was sending Judah into Babylonian captivity. He said, be not afraid of him, says Yahweh, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. And I will grant you mercy that he may have mercy upon you and cause you to return to your own land. But if you say we will not dwell in this land, so that you obey not the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, saying, no, but we will go into the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have hunger of bread, and there will we dwell. Now therefore, hear the word of Yahweh, O remnant of Judah. In this manner, says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, if you indeed set your faces to enter into Egypt, and to go and sojourn there, then it shall come to pass that the sword which you fear shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt. And the famine of which you are afraid shall follow hard after you there in Egypt. And there you shall die. So shall it be with all the men that set their faces to go into Egypt to sojourn there. They shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. And none of them shall remain or escape from the evil that I will bring upon them. So this is the word Yahweh gave Jeremiah that he brought back to them. Remember what they said. Whatever Yahweh says, we will do. Verse 18. But thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, as my anger and my wrath has been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my wrath be poured forth upon you when you shall enter into Egypt. And you shall be an execration and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach. And you shall see this place no more. Yahweh has spoken concerning you, O remnant of Judah. Go you not into Egypt. Know certainly that I have testified to you this day. For you have dealt deceitfully against your own souls. For you have sent me to Yahweh your Elohim, saying, pray for us to Yahweh our Elohim, and according to all that Yahweh our Elohim shall say, so declare to us, and we will do it. And I have this day declared it to you. But you have not obeyed the voice of Yahweh your Elohim in anything for which he has sent me to you. Now therefore know certainly that you shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence in the place where you desire to go to sojourn there. And it's only because of their rebellion. He told them, why be afraid of the king of Babylon? I got you. I got your back. And what happened? They didn't trust Yahweh. The ones that went into captivity prospered. Ezekiel, Nehemiah, Daniel, and the three Hebrew children that were thrown in the fiery furnace, they all prospered. See? Yahweh blessed them in the Babylonian captivity. They had to serve their time because they had sinned against them. They weren't keeping the sabbatical years. They weren't keeping the Sabbath. They weren't keeping the feast days the way they were supposed to. So they went into captivity. And Yahweh blessed them in captivity. See, so if he punishes you and tells you, you got to do this for this reason, he's still going to bless you because you're being obedient. See? And that's what we need to do. The redeemed of Yahweh are obedient regardless of what Yahweh tells them to do. As long as we're obedient, we're going to receive a blessing. Almighty Yahweh has redeemed his people and will go before us and protect us from the rear. Turn to Isaiah chapter 52. Isaiah chapter 52. I'm going to start in verse 3. For thus says Yahweh, you were sold for nothing, and you have been redeemed without money. For thus says the sovereign Yahweh, my people went down at first into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian has oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what do I hear, says Yahweh, since my people was taken away for nothing? They that rule over them howl, says Yahweh, and my name continually all the day is blasphemed. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know that in that day that I am he that does speak. Behold, it is I. Yahweh wants us to not only teach his name and share it. That's part of that great commission. We have to go forth and make great Yahweh's name. It says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings good tidings, that publishes peace, that brings good tidings of good, that publishes salvation, that says to Zion, your Elohim reigns, the voice of your watchmen. They lift up the voice, together they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when Yahweh returns to Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem, for Yahweh has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. Yerushalayim means the city of peace. Yahweh has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our Elohim. That's Yahshua the Messiah we're talking about. Most of the people out here in the world never heard of Yahshua. Very few people have heard of Yahweh, even though it's more popular today. Because of the Catholics and the Jerusalem Bible and, you know, some of the other ministries that are out here publishing it. But, you know, it has to grow greater with more power. Depart, depart. Go you out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Go out of the middle of her. Cleanse yourself, you that bear the vessels of Yahweh. Each one of us is a vessel of Yahweh, brethren. The redeemed of Yahweh are vessels of his. We carry the oil, the name of Yahweh, upon us. He's going to seal us with that name before the great tribulation. For you shall not go out in haste, neither shall you go by flight, for Yahweh will go before you, and the Elohim of Israel will be your rear guard. He's going to go ahead of us and behind us. He's going to protect his people, just like he did bringing Israel out of Egyptian bondage. He had the cloud, the pillar of cloud by day, and the pillar of fire by night. That pillar of fire protected them from the Egyptians in the rear. He protected them in front and in the rear. Almighty Yahweh looks out for his people. The redeemed of Yahweh are blessed because they have faith in him. Turn over to Isaiah chapter 31. Isaiah chapter 31. Verses 1 to 3, it says, "Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses and trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong. But they look not to the Holy One of Israel, neither seek Yahweh." And that's what we need to do, brethren. We need to trust in Yahweh and seek him, the Holy One of Israel, not trust in man. Or trust in man's might. Yet he also is wise and will bring evil and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers and against the help of them that work iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men and not El, and their horses flesh and not spirit. And when Yahweh shall stretch out his hand, both he that helps shall stumble, and he that is helped shall fall, and they all shall be consumed together. That's why our help is Yahweh, and it comes from Yahweh. We have to trust in Yahweh. He is our help and our shield. He's the one that's going to protect us. And trust, if we trust in him, we don't have to worry about anything else. If we hoped in him, we don't have to hope about anything else, because Yahweh is the one that's going to provide for us. He's going to protect us. He's going to deliver us from whatever problems, health problems, financial problems, as he was saying in his prayer. He's going to take away any issue or problem that we have. He's going to solve. He's our problem solver. Yahweh Yireh, our provider. Yahweh Rapha, our healer. See, he's the one that takes care of his people. Yahweh. And we are the redeemed of Yahweh if we're faithful in keeping his covenant law, brethren. That's all he asks us to do, is keep that covenant. It's not that difficult. You think about it. Turn to Micah chapter, no, I'm sorry, before Micah, Galatians chapter 3. The redeemed of Yahweh has received the promise of the Spirit through faith in Yahweh. How precious is Yahweh's Holy Spirit to you? Galatians chapter 3. We'll start in verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who bewitched you, before whose eyes Yahshua the Messiah was openly set forth and paled? This only would I learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now perfected in the flesh? Did you suffer so many things in vain, if it is indeed in vain? He therefore that supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed Yahweh, and it was reckoned to him for righteousness. Know therefore that they that are of faith, the same are sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that Elohim would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the good tidings beforehand to Abraham, saying, in you shall all the nations be blessed. So if we want a blessing, what do we have to do? What did Abraham bring to us other than the covenant? See? He was the first that received that promise of circumcision. That was the covenant. And it went on beyond that. He gave us this covenant of righteousness by keeping the commandments. It says, for as many are the works of the law under curse, for it is written, curses everyone who continues not in all the things that are written in the book of the law to do them. So we do have to keep the law. That's a part of it. The Torah is there to guide us. Okay? But through faith in Yahshua the Messiah, who died, and his blood cleanses each and every one of our sins. It says, now that no man is justified by the law before Yahweh is evident, for the righteous shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but he that does them shall live in them. A lot of people get confused with this, but it's not confusing. It says the Messiah redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, curses everyone who hangs on a tree. And he hung on that tree for each and every one of us. Not one of us can say that we are worthy of the salvation that has been given and offered to us. Not one of us. I don't care how well you keep the covenant, how well you keep the commandments. Your righteousness is still as filthy rags. It's only through the blood of Yahshua that we have an opportunity in salvation, brethren. The redeemed of Yahweh have been redeemed because of this man, Yahshua the Messiah. And that's why it's important for us to understand. Verse 14, it says that upon the Gentiles might come the blessing of Abraham in the Messiah Yahshua, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Those of us that have received the baptism in Yahshua the Messiah have received that down payment, that promise at baptism. That promise, that gift of that Holy Spirit is there. So if something happens, if you have to make the grave your home until Yahshua returns, you have that which is going to resurrect you to life. That Holy Spirit that has been given. That power. And that's what the Holy Spirit is power. It's not a person. When Yahshua created the heavens and the earth, and he was the one that created everything, he used the power of Almighty Yahweh. That's why I read the scripture about him being the arm of Yahweh. Whatever Yahweh needed to be done, Yahshua did it. And there are many other scriptures that will bring that to light. Now turn with me to Micah chapter 6. Micah chapter 6, we're going to start in verse 1. Says, hear now what Yahweh says. Arise, contend before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, O you mountains, Yahweh's controversy, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For Yahweh has a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you, and in what have I wearied you? Testify against me, for I have brought you up out of the land of Egypt. I brought you out of sin. That's what he's telling me. I've brought you out of sin. Because Egypt is synonymous with sin. And redeemed you out of the house of bondage. He redeemed his people. And I sent you before Moses and Aaron and Miriam. Oh, my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, devised, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him. Remember from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the righteous acts of Yahweh. And like I said earlier, he's done so many righteous acts in each and every one of our lives, even before we knew his name. He brought us through. You think about it. Think back on those days. Yahweh was leading you. He's leading you to a point in your life where you have to give him glory, where you have to recognize who the Mighty One, the Living El, is. He's not an idol, which most of the people of the world are worshiping. And those idols aren't going to be able to save you when things start to hit the fan. And that's coming soon, brother. With what shall I come before Yahweh and bow myself before the high Elohim? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will Yahweh be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my sin, my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does Yahweh require of you but to do justly. And to do justly means to keep the covenant and to love kindness. That means to treat people with respect and to walk humbly before Elohim. That's what he's asking us to do. He's asking us to walk humbly before him, keeping his covenant. Deuteronomy chapter 10. Deuteronomy chapter 10. Now we'll start at verse 12. It says, "And now, Israel, what does your Elohim require of you but to fear Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep the commandments of Yahweh and his statutes, which I command you this day for your good." And that's why they've been given to us. He gave us these commandments for our good. See? It's not to hurt us, but for our good. "Behold, to Yahweh your Elohim belongs the heaven of the and the heavens of heaven, the earth and all that is in it. Yet Yahweh had a delight in your fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all peoples, as at this day. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked, as Israel, the remnant of Israel, was when Jeremiah was speaking to them, because the majority of the people accepted and went into Babylonian captivity. But there was that few, okay, that decided, well, we're going to go down to Egypt. We're going to check out this direction. But what did they say to Jeremiah? Jeremiah, you go to Yahweh, whatever he tells you to do, we'll do. So Jeremiah went to Yahweh, came back, and told them what Yahweh said. But they said, we're going to Egypt anyway. See, they had made up their minds, and that's what happens with so many people. Even though they know what the truth is, they make up their minds, well, you know, this is good enough for my parents and my grandparents, so it's good enough for me. And that's what I'm going to do. Even though it's contrary to what this says. Again, circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart and be no more stiff-necked. And he's talking to Israel, spiritual Israel, as well as physical Israel. For Yahweh Elohim, he is the El of Elohim, the sovereign of rulers, and the great El and the mighty and the terrible, who regards not persons, nor takes reward. He executes justice for the fatherless and the widow, third time, and loves the sojourner in giving him food and raiment, still third time. Therefore, love the sojourner, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. See, we were all there at one time. But Yahweh is telling us it's our time. Now, he's talking to us directly. It says, you shall fear Yahweh your Elohim. Him you shall serve, and to him you shall hold fast, and by his name shall you swear. He is your praise. He is your Elohim that has done for you these great and terrible things which your eyes have seen. Your fathers went into Egypt with 70 persons, and now Yahweh your Elohim has made you as the star of heaven for multitude. And truly, he's done just that. He made them a great nation. Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1. Verse 24. Therefore says the sovereign Yahweh of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, ah, I will ease myself of my adversaries and avenge myself of my enemies, and I will turn my hand upon you and thoroughly purge away your dross and will take away all your tin. He's going to refine you as silver is refined. And I will restore your judges as at the first and your counselors as at the beginning. afterward you shall be called the city of righteousness, a faithful town. Zion shall be redeemed with justice, and her converts with righteousness. But the destruction of transgressors and sinners shall be together, and they that forsake Yahweh shall be consumed. So you see the future of those that forsake Yahweh. They're going to be destroyed. For they shall be ashamed of the oaks which you have desired, and you shall be confounded for the gardens that you have chosen. And that oaks that they went, that's where they worshiped the Asherah and Astarte. And the strong shall be as tow, and his work as a spark, and they shall both burn together, and none shall quench them. So that's the future of those that are not willing to be the redeemed of Yahweh. They're going to be burned. They're going to be burned. Deuteronomy chapter 29. I mean, this was given to us for our example, as it says in 1 Corinthians. Start in verse 2 of Deuteronomy chapter 29. It says, "And Moses called to all Israel and said to them, 'You have seen all that Yahweh did before your eyes in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land, the great trials which your eyes saw, the signs, and those great wonders. But Yahweh has not given you a heart to know, and eyes to see, and ears to hear to this day. And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes did not wear out on you, and your shoes did not wear out on your foot. You have not eaten bread, neither have you drunk wine or strong drink, that you may know that I am Yahweh your Elohim. And when you came to this place, Sihon the king of Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us to battle, and we defeated them. And we took, actually Yahweh defeated them, okay? And we took their land and gave it for an inheritance unto Reubenites and to the Gadites and to the half-tribe of Manassites. Therefore, keep the words of this covenant, and do them that you may prosper in all that you do." And that's what we want. We want to prosper in everything that we do. All of you are standing here, standing today before Yahweh Elohim, your heads, your tribes, your elders, and your officers, even all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, and your sojourner that is in your camps, from the cutter of your wood to the draw of your water. Remember, there were some of the people of the land that actually they kind of tricked Yahshua, the general, and told him that they had come from a far country, and you know, they didn't want to be destroyed. They did what they had to do to be saved. So they became the cutters of the wood and the drawers of the water, which they were happy to be alive. See? "That you may enter into the covenant of Yahweh Elohim and into his oath, which Yahweh Elohim makes with you this day, that he may establish you this day to himself for a people, that he may be to you an Elohim as he spoke to you, and as he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." See, Yahweh has designated you to be the remnant, the redeemed of Yahweh. He's designated you to receive salvation, if only you would keep the covenant. It says, "Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath, but with him that stands here with us this day before Yahweh our Elohim, and also with him that is not here with us this day. For you know how we dwelt in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the nations through which you passed. And you have seen their abomination and their idols, wood and stone, silver and gold, which were among them. Lest there should be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turns away this day from Yahweh our Elohim to go to serve the Elohim of those nations, lest there should be among you a root that bears gall and wormwood. And it comes to pass when he hears the words of this curse, and he blesses himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart, to destroy the moist with dry. And that's what these people, when Jeremiah came back and declared the word of Yahweh, did. See? They had this root among them that bears gall and wormwood for destruction because they would not yield to the word of Yahweh. Yahweh will not pardon him, but then the anger of Yahweh and his jealousy will smoke against that man, and all the curse that is written in this book shall lie upon him. And Yahweh will blot out his name from under heaven. And Yahweh will set him apart to evil out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that is written in this book of the law. Isaiah chapter 63. In each of our lives, we have gone through a wilderness experience. But we don't want to end up like Israel, who died in the wilderness. They died in the wilderness. They didn't make it to the promised land. They didn't make it to the kingdom. See? We want to get to that promised land, that holy habitation that Yahweh has prepared. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 1. Who is this that comes from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, marching in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Why are you red in your apparel, and your garments like him that treads in the wine vat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was no man with me. Yes, I trod them in my anger and trampled them in my wrath. And their lifeblood is sprinkled upon my garments, and I have stained all my raiment. For the day of vengeance was in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. The year of my redeemed is come. Do you hear that, brethren? And I looked, and there was no one to help. And I wondered that there was no one to uphold. Therefore, my own arm brought salvation to me. The arm of Yahweh is Yahshua the Messiah, brethren. He brought salvation. And this is what Yahweh is trying to get us to understand. And my wrath, it upheld me. And I trod down the peoples in my anger and made them drunk in my wrath. And I poured out their lifeblood on the earth. I will make mention of the loving kindness of Yahweh and the praises of Yahweh according to all that Yahweh has bestowed on us and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, surely they are my people, the children that will not deal falsely. So he was their Savior. And in their affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved them in his love and in his pity. He redeemed them. He bore them and carried them all the days of old. Yahshua did that for his people. He carried them all the days of old. What about us today, brethren? The redeemed of Yahweh have been born as well. Isaiah chapter 62, verses 10 to 12. It says, go through the gates, prepare you the way of the people. Cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up an ensign for the people, a sign up for the people. Behold, Yahweh has proclaimed to the end of the earth, so say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of Yahweh. And you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. Isaiah chapter 35. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. As the rose. If you know anything about what's going on in Israel today, they're taking the desert. And the desert is blossoming. They're raising fruit. See, they've taken something that was nothing and it's turned into something glorious. And that's because of what Yahweh has given. And that's the same thing that's happening with the Spirit and his people in these last days. The redeemed of Yahweh. It says, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it. The excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of Yahweh, the excellency of our Elohim. Strengthen the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong. Fear not. Behold, your Elohim will come with vengeance. With the recompense of Elohim, he will come and save you. He will come and Yahshua, save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the glowing sand shall become a pool in the thirsty ground, springs of water, and the habitation of jackals where they lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for the redeemed. It's for a special people, brethren. The wayfaring men, yes, fools shall not err in it. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go up upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of Yahweh shall return and come with singing to Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Almighty Yahweh has called a special people, the redeemed of Yahweh in these last days. He wants us to fulfill certain prophecies. He wants us to build these waste places. He wants us to show, by example, the people of this world, the salvation of Yahweh. Our closing passage, turn over to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13 to 23. That's 1 Peter chapter 1. It says, therefore, girding up the loins of your mind, Be sober and set your hope perfectly on the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Yahshua the Messiah. As children of obedience, not like those that Jeremiah told what Yahweh wanted them to do, and they decided they're going to go in a different direction. See? Too often people are stiff-necked, and they won't accept what Yahweh is telling them to do. Not fashioning yourselves according to your former lust and your ignorance, but like as he who called you is holy. That word holy is kodesh. You're being set apart for a special purpose. You yourselves also be holy in all manner of living, because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on him as Father, who is without respect of persons, judges according to each man's work, pass the time of your sojourning in fear, knowing that you were redeemed, brethren. Knowing that you were redeemed, not with corruptible things, with silver or gold, from your vain manner of life handed down from your fathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, even the blood of the Messiah, who was foreknown indeed before the foundation of the world, but was manifested at the end of the times for your sake, who through him are believers in Yahweh, that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope might be in Elohim. And that's what we want, brethren. We want our faith to be in Almighty Yahweh. He's the one and the only one that can give us eternal life. Those idols out in the world can't do a thing for you. But with precious blood, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, even the blood of the Messiah, who was foreknown indeed before the foundation of the world, but was manifested at the end of the times for your sake, who through him are believers in Yahweh, that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope might be in Elohim, seeing you have purified your souls in your obedience. To the truth and to the unfeigned, unpretended love of the brethren. And that's what we have to have. We have to be hospitable. We have to show love even for our enemies. That's how far we have to go. And that's hard for a lot of people to deal with. You think about it. Someone has done wrong to you, you got to love them. That's hard. But you can do it. Yahweh has given you the ability. We have the technology, as they say today. Yahweh has given through the blood of Yahshua the Messiah that forgiveness. Because if we don't forgive others, Yahweh's not going to forgive us. That's why it's so important for us to overcome. And we can overcome, brethren. Having begotten, well, love one another from the heart fervently, having been begotten, again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the word of Yahweh, Yahshua the Messiah, which lives and endures. All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of it as the flower of the grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of Yahweh endures forever. And this is the word of the good tidings which was preached to you. Almighty Yahweh has blessed the people and brought us together to serve him and to do his will in these last days. And they're called the redeemed of Yahweh. So for us to be the redeemed of Yahweh, partakers of this great gift that Almighty Yahweh has given us, we have to be willing to keep each and every one of his commandments. We have to be willing to love our enemies. And Yahweh's holy name, I ask that each one of us keep this covenant and show him that we're going to be his spiritual, obedient children, not those of the stiff-necked variety. May Almighty Yahweh bless each and every one of you. At this time, I ask Brother Davis if he'll come up and close with a word of prayer. Would you all please rise at this time?
Father Yahweh, we come humbly but boldly before your throne of mercy and grace. We see ourselves, Father Yahweh, as the sinners and coming up short. We see ourselves as those who sometimes rob you of the praises of how you redeemed us during the course of the week. We see ourselves sometimes as being stiff-necked and not humbling ourselves and being obedient unto thee. We ask, Father Yahweh, that you have mercy upon us. We ask, Father Yahweh, that you would forgive us. We ask, Father Yahweh, that you would sow within our hearts and our minds, our spirits and our souls, the necessary obedience so that we can see New Jerusalem. Many we, your children, are definitely your children, Father Yahweh, definitely Israel, whether physically or spiritually, because many of us got stiff-necked ways and struggle with a lot of things. But we come to you, Father Yahweh, laying these things down before thee, asking that you will remove us and sanctify us and cleanse us. We ask that you would continue to strengthen us, and allow us all to grow together, and also allow us to grow together one by one. We ask these and all other blessings in your son Yahshua's name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.